This week in the Missouri Senate, we review changes made to the merit system for state government employees.
Employees of the state shall be employed at
Senate Bill 1007 was pre-filed on February 19th, heard by the Missouri Senate Government Reform Committee on February 28th, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on April 26th, given Missouri House of Representatives approval, and then sent to the executive branch on May 17th, and then signed into law on June 1st. During Missouri Senate discussion, Senator Bob Ondra of Lake St. Louis talked about aspects of the measure that were added by Missouri senators.
We appreciate, and I'm sure the senator from Cole appreciates you working with him on this bill as well. But no, I think the whistleblower protections are very valuable, and I think it's good that
right, and I'm delighted that
that done.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds, this new law does not only affect people in the middle of the state.
Because I have several state agencies in my district, too. I have HAB Center. I have the Veterans Home. I have a Division of Youth Services. I have offices in unincorporated St. Louis County that provide various services. And then I have a great number of state employees in my district.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur points out state government has to be looked at differently than standard business.
The state, the government, isn't run like a free market. So we know that our state employees, so many people in your district, are some of the lowest paid state employees in the nation. How do we reconcile that idea with the fact that, you know, maybe collective bargaining isn't working, but certainly they have to work within the constraints of government, not in a free market economy?
There are several components to Senate Bill 1007, including all state employees who are not subject to the state personnel law are now considered at will. Who falls under the state personnel law is now updated. Changes to the limits of the state personnel law. The State Personnel Advisory Board is now permitted to add an effectiveness evaluation to its annual report rather than required to add such information. Makes changes to position classifications. Changes rules relating to pay plans and pay ranges, employee selection and preferences. Changes the process for filling vacancies, probationary periods, employee transfer, promotion and demotion. Changes rules on a promotional register, service reports, employee dismissal and subsequent appeals, and makes changes to appointments and layoffs. Senate Bill 1007 also addresses whistleblower protection for state employees. This new law took effect on August 28th. In the meantime, Missouri senators continue to pre-file legislation for next year's regular session. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I am Dean Morgan.